Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1264. Act of total abandonment to the will of God, which is for me love and mercy itself. Act of oblation. Jesus, host, whom I have this very moment received into my heart, through this union with you, I offer myself to the Heavenly Father as a sacrificial host, abandoning myself totally and completely to the most merciful and holy will of my God. From today onward, your will, Lord, is my food. Take my whole being, dispose of me as you please. Whatever your fatherly hand gives me, I will accept with submission, peace, and joy. I fear nothing, no matter in what direction you lead me. Helped by your grace, I will carry out everything you demand of me. I no longer fear any of your inspirations, nor do I probe anxiously to see where they will lead me. Lead me, O God, along whatever roads you please. I have placed all my trust in your will, which is, for me, love and mercy itself. Bid me to stay in this convent, I will stay. Bid me to undertake the work, I will undertake it. Leave me in uncertainty about the work until I die, be blessed. Give me death when, humanly speaking, my life seems particularly necessary, be blessed. Should you take me in my youth, be blessed. Should you let me live to a ripe old age, be blessed. Should you give me health and strength, be blessed. Should you confine me to a bed of pain for my whole life, be blessed. Should you give only failures and disappointments in life, be blessed. Should you allow my purest intentions to be condemned, be blessed. Should you enlighten my mind, be blessed. Should you leave me in darkness and all kinds of torments, be blessed. From this moment on, I live in the deepest peace, because the Lord Himself is carrying me in the hollow of His hand. He, Lord of unfathomable mercy, knows that I desire Him alone in all things, always and everywhere. Prayer. O Jesus, stretched out upon the cross, I implore you, give me the grace of doing faithfully the most holy will of your Father, in all things, always and everywhere. And when this will of God will seem to me very harsh and difficult to fulfill, it is then I beg you, Jesus, may power and strength flow upon me from your wounds, and may my lips keep repeating, Your will be done, O Lord. O Savior of the world, lover of man's salvation, who in such terrible torment and pain forget yourself to think only of the salvation of souls, O most compassionate Jesus, grant me the grace to forget myself, that I may live totally for souls, helping you in the work of salvation, according to the most holy will of your Father. August 5th, 1937. The Lord let me know how much our dear Mother Superior Irene is defending me against, not only by prayer, but also by deed. Thank you, Jesus, for this grace. It will not go unrequited in my heart. When I am with Jesus, I do not forget about her. September 6th, 1937. Today I begin a new assignment. I go from the garden to the desert of the gate. I went in to talk to the Lord for a while. I asked him for a blessing and for graces to faithfully carry out the duties entrusted to me. I heard these words, My daughter, I am always with you. I have given you the opportunity to practice deeds of mercy, which you will perform according to obedience. you will give me much pleasure if, each evening, you will speak to me, especially about this task." I felt that Jesus had given me a new grace in relation to my new duties, but despite this, I have locked myself deeper in his heart. Here, St. Faustina offers a beautiful act of oblation upon receiving Holy Communion. An oblation is a self-offering. It is an act of abandonment to the will of God, which she calls love and mercy itself. She prays to fulfill what Father Sopochko asks of her, holy indifference to the will of God. Now, this is very different from a careless indifference, as I explained in an earlier podcast. It means a complete openness to the circumstances of life that God sends us or which God allows, either the good or the bad. Whatever comes my way, I will accept it. And God can bring good out of all things, the good and the bad. This type of surrender, Faustina lived in the deepest peace, knowing that God is in charge of all things and he will never abandon her. Faustina prays to have the power and strength to fulfill the will of God, especially when it seems most difficult. Jesus revealed to Faustina how much her superior is defending her in various circumstances. And Faustina promises to always remember her, even in eternity. Faustina had her assignment changed from working in the garden to answering the gate, the door at the gate of the convent. And she called the new assignment a desert. She wrote this because the gatekeeper had to remain separate from the rest of the convent for most of the day. Jesus promised to remain with her in this assignment. She would be able to perform deeds of mercy, since the poor often came to the gate.